Father, our declaration again this morning is that you are more than enough to meet us at the point of our needs. You are more than enough. You have so equipped us that you commanded us this morning that everything that is dusty in our lives, you have given us the capability to shake them off. Like the duck will shake off waters out of its wings. Like a soaked dog shakes off excess waters out of its skin. Father God, we are approaching your throne this morning saying you are more than enough. Help us shake off every dust from our destinies in the name of Jesus. As we listen to your word this morning, please speak to us. Meet us all at the point of our various needs. Holy Spirit, please take control. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at your neighbor left and right and say, come on, shake off that dust. Shake it off. Amen. I welcome you to church again this morning. I welcome to church Papa and Mama Dallas. Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Akinkoye, you're welcome. You're welcome. We also want to welcome to church today Pastor Mrs. Akintemi. Wonderful, wonderful seeing your face again. And today we are going to have a wonderful time in church. We are celebrating our precious girl in this church, someone that we love dearly, and the person of, I nearly say Pastor Mrs., in the person of Funmi Olowo. So I obliged them. Today is not Thanksgiving Day, but we obliged them because Mama Akintemi was not around the first Sunday. So we obliged them. I obliged them on your behalf that we are going to have a dancing time as we celebrate Funmi Olowo, who turned 40. 40. Can you imagine that? I mean, it was like yesterday when I attended her graduation. It was like yesterday. Wonderful woman of God. All right. I'll be taking my Bible reading from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through to 9. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 5. And beside this, if you are here with your Bible, just highlight those three words. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. The theme of this morning's message is expand your horizons. Expand your horizons. You see, based on the above scripture, there is no time in one's life when adding value becomes obsolete or outdated. Anytime anyone stops adding value to his or her own life as recommended in the Bible, retrogression becomes part of that life. Brethren, I urge you, permit yourself to add value to your life if you expect fruitfulness and if you expect increase. Never stop learning. Never stop researching. A lot is going on in our modern life, in our modern world, that you must explore. Don't leave your life from the back burner. Be curious. Be inquisitive. I mean, we are talking about your life. And that's why here in Heaven's Glorious Embassy, we are always seeking ways to make your experience remarkable every time you show up here in church. Expand your horizons. The Bible passage we just read, it says, beside this. I mean, if you look at your left, your right, there's somebody sitting beside you. So the Bible is saying here, it says, beside this, whatsoever you have, there must be something viable beside you. It says, beside this, giving all diligence. Whatsoever you are doing now, you must add diligence to it. Seeth a man diligent in his business will not stand before mean men, but before kings. He said, do you have faith? Add virtue. Do you have virtue? Add knowledge. Do you have knowledge? Have temperance, self-control. Do you have temperance, self-control? Add patience. Do you have patience? Add godliness. Do you have godliness? He said, add brotherly agape love. Do you have brotherly agape love? He says, you should add agape love to your kindness. That means you can be kind without showing love. He says, when you have these things, you will not be barren. You will not be unfruitful. Therefore, Church of God, expanding your horizon is the process of increasing your interest, your skills, your experiences beyond the current range. I read an article in the Scientific American magazine. It states that the adult human brain has the ability to accumulate the equivalent of 2.5 million gigabytes of memory. The reason? Because the adult brain consists of billions of neurons. And it says, that magazine says, that each neuron can connect to 1,000 other neurons. Now it amounts to a trillion connection. No wonder God said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Listen, let me tell you, the width and the depth of the human brain, come on, has the ability to contain such information. And no living human being can use up the capacity capacity of the human brain. The reason you are where you are is because you are not expanding your horizon. You can do better than you are doing. That's what God is saying. Your brain, the human brain, my God, the reservoir of the human brain is so deep and is so wide. We are talking about expanding your horizon. I pray for you. You will not experience dementia in the name of Jesus. I don't like your amen. Amen. Your brain is so electrified, so wired, that it's supposed to act. In fact, the last part of the human body that dies is the brain. So don't ever allow anybody to tell you you're losing your memory. May you not lose your memory. Hallelujah. That's why you have to exercise your brain. Think. Remember, brothers and sisters, that we came into this world empty-headed. So everything you have the ability of doing now, you placed it, you added it. Whatsoever you are able to do now, you did not come with it. You added it. And you can expand your horizon by adding and adding. Shout hallelujah. Because of the capacity of the brain. That's why the Bible is advising us, add, keep on adding, keep on adding. You have faith? Add, add. Listen, nobody goes to this school to buy or learn or acquire the neurons of the brain. They came with you. It's your birthright. It belongs to you. You use them. Don't allow them to be dormant. Use them. Use your brain. Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor, see, I have to tell you, use your brain. It's not an abusive word. It's an advice. Use your brain. There was an advert some time ago that this lady looked at what they were advertising. He said, I got it with my brain. I made it with my brain. May you not lose your senses in the name of Jesus. So no one goes to the school to acquire the brain neurons. No, you don't get it from the school. That's why the wealthy are not the most educated. You know the difference? Therefore, you should utilize your brain neurons. They are meant to be used. The technical department, I hope you're ready. Don't allow them to be dormant. Somebody threw a video in our men's WhatsApp group, and I just love that. It just corresponded to what I'm talking about. Let's watch this video. That's a double-decker bus, a luxurious bus, Kele Delichuku kind of bus. But look at what that bus was turned into, a mobile restaurant. So Imboman eating jollof rice. Look at that. Look at that. Expanding your horizon. Look at that. A mobile, luxurious restaurant. Sweetheart. Look at that. See how busy they are. See, Mama. Look at it. Expand your horizon. Enough of that pen in the office. Enough of that paycheck to paycheck that will keep you going, but you can expand your horizon. Add. The Bible says add. Just keep adding. You cannot use up the memory of your brain. You can't use it up. It's trillion connection. You have millions of the brain neurons that you can use to better your life. Keep on praying. I'm coming. Because the church have been taught everything is prayer, binding and loosing. You have binded and loosed, but you are still in the same place. Because I'm coming. Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor is coming to you. Therefore, as a singer, as an instrumentalist, as a technical person, as a professional, as a medical personnel, as a tailor, as a designer, whatsoever you are doing, you can still add more to it. I don't know where you got it from, that your income should just be one-way traffic. Beside this, what is beside this? If you lose your paycheck for 2 weeks, will you still be in church? Because you'll be thinking of suicide. Because you did not place anything. It said beside this, diligence means that you are not a one-way traffic. Your brain is too vast, it's too big, it's too large. Come on. That they'll be tossing you around in corporate America because you are one-way traffic. The wealthy don't do that. They don't do that. They maintain one source of income. But beside this, there's always a beside this. Expand your horizon. Expand your horizon, brother or sister, because nothing you cannot do if only you set your heart. There is this colonel in the army who wasn't doing well, but a colonel retired and was living in a social security check of $105. Everything was nosediving. But unlike the general public that already living $105 social security paycheck, he reads every month. At age 65, Colonel Sanders decided that instead of living with this paycheck, I'm going to start a franchise. And that's why when you see the picture, the logo of this franchise, you see a logo of an old man. A lot of you already start planning your retirement. KFC. That was how he started. He started when everything nosedived at age 65. When people are planning for retirement, they say, no, I'm not retiring. When Moses was thinking of retirement at age 80, God said, I just started. You are not retiring, you are refiring. Expand your horizon. Expand it. You have the capability, you have the capacity. You can't outuse the capacity of your. No human being can. He's late now, Colonel Sanders. But in America, he has about 5,200 location of his franchise. KFC. All over the world, he has 15,000 units of this thing he started at age 65. Bro, start something. Even if you are not around, let your children benefit from it. Let your grandchildren benefit. Let them be able to say, Papa did this for us. For a virtuous, a wise man leaveth inheritance. Inheritance is not to leave money in the bank. Money will finish. Leave something. Leave a trademark. Leave a footstep behind for your children. We're talking about expanding your horizon. Listen, life is more than you. Life is more than you. Life is about those that are beside you. Listen, my wife is beside me. My children are beside me. So whatsoever I'm thinking about her. I'm thinking about my children, my grandchildren. God told Abraham, in Isaac will I bless the whole world. Your seed and the seed of your seed shall be blessed. You are so narrow-minded that everything is about you. Listen, it gets to a time, Pastor, I remember, and Papa Dallas, it comes a time that you will see food like this. It comes a time that you don't need that much food. Listen, when it comes a time that you don't need that much food, what do you do with the resources? You bless people. You touch people. You open up doors for people. Can you imagine if I wear two types of suits, four pairs of shoes, and say I'm demonstrating wealth? You will end up in Arrow. Eh? Do they have Arrow here? Expand your horizons. Age is no barrier. Gender is no barrier. Age is no barrier. Gender is no barrier. Race is no barrier. Color is no barrier. When you have something to offer, the world will go. Look at that double-decker bus. The delicious kind of bus. Even white people are eating jollof rice because they made it attractive. Mommy, Pastor, when we visited Turkey for our vacation, we were there's a word like that now. We were hungering, right? For Nigerian food. Because we ate this, you know what I'm talking about. So we just needed pepper, Nigerian food. So this brother said, there is one somewhere. Mommy, Pastor, and I, we even though the terrain was very uncomfortable, we went there because we wanted to eat what? And we got there. We saw Nigerian food. But Mommy, Pastor said, okay, let her go and ease herself. Because I also wanted to ease myself. By time, you know, there are some restrooms when you enter like this. The thing you want to do, just say, no. The thing itself will bar break. I'm not kidding you. Mommy, Pastor went in there. She's like, no, I'm okay. So you can't be, say I'm okay. So the owner of the restaurant said, are you not, say, I can't, you say, oh, hold on. She carried mop. It's okay. How can this be okay? To them, that was okay. Listen, when you visit a house, check the cleanliness of the restroom. Then you know the cleanliness of the people. That's why when pastors come in here to visit us, you know, I take them to the restroom. Somebody went into the female restroom and said, because we put chairs there. Cushion chair. Because our women, when they go into the restroom, they don't just rest. They use the restroom and they rest. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Because some of them, they have cramps that they quickly go in there and relax. So we made the place relaxable. Yeah. Look at that lorry, the bus, how clean it was. How decent, even though Yibo people were eating there. I tell you, when you enter a Nigerian restaurant, why am I using Nigeria now? When you enter other restaurants, you will know the owners from the restroom, from the way they will treat you, from the way they will. We went somewhere in Houston. It's for as though she was doing it a favor to come and eat in our restaurant. I'm telling you. No wonder. We are always marking time because we don't expand our horizon. Whatever you are doing, you can do more. Let something be beside this. Let there be something. So satisfied you are doing one job. That's one-way traffic. America. You get sick and don't get well in time. That's why, brothers and sisters, no one was born a technician. No one was born a doctor. No one was born a guitarist. Kuti, see this guitar? Any one of you can play it better than Brakuti. Where is he? You don't go. You can play better than him. Because no one has the monopoly of the knowledge of playing this. If you expand your horizon, say, I want to play the guitar, the brain will correspond. The reason I hear you say, I don't know how to sing. Who told you that? You told yourself. Everybody may not sing like Fumi Oluwa or the Fumis, but you can sing if you expand your horizon that way. So nobody has the monopoly. Nobody has a special brain to become a doctor. Nobody has a special brain to become a tailor. You are quiet. You expand your horizon to that point, and God will say, listen, he told them in Kinatimpe, in Genesis 11, verse 6, the one who owns the heaven and earth said, these people, they are one. And everything they had set their minds to do, nobody can restrain them. Even I, God, I cannot stop it. The only thing I can do is to confuse their language. That is the kind of power that God has given to you, and he has not taken it. You are the one minimizing your usage. Expand it. You can do better. I didn't have the opportunity to go to school. You don't get brainy by going to school. You are not a brainy person because you went to school. Otherwise, every person that went to school would be wealthy. My mother did not attend school. But when she calculates money, you know what I'm talking about? The wealthy are not the most educated. They just utilize the neurons of the brain. That's what it is. And if you don't utilize it, you will use your own neurons to help others progress. I saw a picture. I don't know if the capsule will. By the way, this message, I'm not sure I will be able to finish it today. So I'm not in a hurry. I saw this picture. This guy with his limbo. This car. Lamborghini, yeah. And his workers were appreciating the car. So he looked at them and said, if you work hard, I will get the second one. That is why, brothers and sisters, you should not close your mind to new ideas. A closed mind is a closed destiny. All the ideas that God gave to you many years ago that you placed on the shelf, let me tell you, ideas, they have a lifespan. They will expire. So every idea God gives you, run with it. God is going to support you. Because no matter what you know how to do today, you can still add a lot. So don't be complacent with what you can do now. I'm earning six figures. Which kind of six figures? Because 100,000 is six figures. A pastor friend was talking about his children. Say, yeah, my son, you know, when parents start, right, you know, my son, hey, be ready, because they just want to be boastful, as it were. He said, my son just got a job, and the starting point, the starting figure was 250,000, starting. With your intelligence, I am trying to stir you up that you can do a lot. Your present source of income, keep it going. Guide it jealously, but you can do more. That's what I'm saying. You can do more. I tell you, you can do more. If only you expand your horizon. I didn't have the opportunity to go to school. You know that by now. But there's nothing I don't know. The reason, a leader should be a reader. There's nothing I call a handyman to do in my house. I will stay together. You must tell me how this thing works. You are climbing, I'm climbing. I tell you, I called one not too long ago. As he was climbing, I'm climbing. He was doing something, I couldn't see it. I turned on my flashlight. We will see this thing. I just have to know how things operate. Be inquisitive. Be curious. That's how you learn. Some of you, your wife knows something you don't know. And you are doing there, you know, on the head. Hey, empty head. Your wife knows something you don't know. Ha. That's when you say, sleep, sleep, sleep. I will serve you a cup of tea while you are still in bed. Because you want to tap her brain. Your husband knows what you don't know. Pounded yam. That is how we learn. I'm not a mechanic, but I can tell you the operation of a car. The combustion inside the car, the piston ring, how the spark plug will spark fire. And as you are driving, you're actually carrying fire. You are carrying fire that has horsepower. Even though there are some cars, they don't have horsepower, they have battery power. No problem with that. I have no problem with that. But you must know the workability of whatever you're doing. I think I'll begin to round up now. Do you know the workability of a woman? Huh? Very complex. That's what the Bible says. Deal with them with what? Knowledge. You have to know the workability of a woman. How do you work a woman? The most complex is how to work a man. It's how to work a man. It is easier to work a woman than to work a man. Yes. Yes. Because God is not a woman of war. Man is a man of war because God is a man of war. Men are always ready to fight. They are always ready to fight. So you are the one who will know when to tame them down. Oh my God. Let me round up with this. Otherwise, this message today will not go complete. expand your horizon. He said, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Add to your faith virtue. A faith without virtue will not go far. Everything, sir, ma, it's not about faith. Yeah, you please God by faith, but everything is not by faith. Do you know the story in John chapter 2? The Bible says Jesus Christ performed his first miracle there. What was it he did? He turned water to wine. So let's leave the story that way. You know what I'm talking about? He turned water to wine. A couple of chapters later, John chapter 4 and verse 8. John chapter 4 verse 8. The Bible says Jesus Christ and his disciples, they were tired. Jesus came and sat by the well, tired and hungry. In that verse 8, he says, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy food. Ah, Jesu, you just turned water to wine. John chapter 2. And you're here, you're hungry. And you are beside the well. You could just say, bring water. Water, become bakery and then job, become bread now. No. They went into the city because then he performed his first miracle by faith. But now he needed to eat. That is not a faith walk. It is buying food. Going into the city to buy food is not cheap. It's like going to downtown restaurant or going to Anatole restaurant to eat. So they left the village to the city because they had the money to buy food in the city. Not by faith. Faith without work is dead. You are faith in too many things. Faith does not marry. You don't marry a woman. How? No, you can marry a woman by faith. But you can't marry a woman with faith. Two different things. You can say, no, I marry you with faith. And you don't have savings in your account. You're still squatting. In fact, your friends are the one helping you move around. So you can marry by faith, but with faith you cannot. If you come to me, you want to marry my daughter with faith, I go slap you. Because you have not been able to take care of yourself. How can you take care of my precious daughters that are so precious? One of them is Princess, so precious. The other one is Priscilla, so precious. Jesus Christ did not turn water to food. He went and bought food. They had money. Do you have the money to live the kind of life you want to live? A lot of you are getting car notes and you are struggling. Why not get a car you can maintain? Buying a car is one thing. Maintaining a car is a different ball game. When you buy a car, a member has just joined your family. No. When your car is not feeling well, how do you feel? Don't get into a mortgage that you are struggling. Listen, there was a family, I'm not sure they are in church now. The first time we visited them, they were in one kind, not apartmental. One kind apartment. You know, there are apartments and there are one kind. In fact, when we entered, they say, I didn't talk. But inside of me, I say, God, go, I go. But it was a matter of time, Mama Dallas. They said, Pastor, come and pray over our house. While they were in that kind of apartment, they expanded the horizon. My God, when I entered the house, I said, no wonder. A lot of you want to earn six figures, and you don't have the ability to earn six figures. Start from at least. A lot of us want to faith everything and fail in adding virtue. He said, listen, if you have knowledge and patience, add godliness. If you have godliness, you should add brotherly kindness and brotherly charity. Please, you should endeavor to expand your horizon to brotherly love and brotherly kindness. You don't know what you're going to do that will touch the heart of God. There is the son of Jeroboam that did something. The Bible says when he cursed the family of Jeroboam, God said, one boy in that family is going to die. Only him alone will have a burial. He's the only other people, when they die, they will be eaten up. He said, because I have found something good in him. So keep on doing good. You don't know what you're going to do that will touch the heart of God. This is the end of part one. We're coming back again. Shall we rise? Definitely we will come back again. I don't know when, but when the Lord tells me, I will let you know. But we are coming back to this. Now let me read our opening scripture. It says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, listen, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Question mark. Are your old sins purged away? Is your life purged from old sin? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Are you still living an old life? Is your life an old one? It says, if you are still living in sin, number one, you are blind. You are living in darkness. But you can expand your horizon to see that Jesus Christ actually died for your sins and for my sins. Come to him in repentance. Come to him and confess him as Lord. Commit your old sins. Listen, all the sins you have committed before this second, they are old. He said, your old sins, you have to commit to him. He says, if you don't have all this, you will forget that you have been purged from your old sin. So you're going to pray now. You're going to say, Father, purge me from my old sins. If you are in the church, you are not born again. You have not given your heart to Jesus. You are still that old you. You are still living that old you. You are still basking in those old sins. The sins you have been committing while you are young, you are still committing such sins. They are old sins. Pray and say, Father, I commit those old sins unto your hands. And as all eyes are closed, all heads bowed, if you are in the church, or you are watching wherever you are watching from, you know you are not born again. This is the time to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want you to just lift up your hands. Lift it up and bring it down. You know you are not born again. You know you are not living a holy life. You are living an old life. Let me see your hand up. Those of us watching and following this service online, you know you are not born again. This is the time to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pray and say, Father, grant me the grace to forsake my old sins. Those of us that are not born again, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me. Cleanse me from every spot. Cleanse me from every blemish. Cleanse me from anything that is not of you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. For the first part of this sermon, I want us to pray now. In Matthew 14 and verse 22, the Bible says Jesus Christ compelled his disciples to expand their horizon by going to the other side. Look up, brethren. In your life, you need somebody to compel you. Somebody that like sit on your shoulders that you must move forward. The Bible says Jesus Christ constrained his disciples, compel them and say you must expand your horizon, move to the other side. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, please compel me, constrain me to move to the next level. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. There are levels that you need to attain. Jesus Christ said, let's move over to the other side. Lord Jesus, compel me to expand my horizon. Father, compel me, constrain me, compel me, because nothing can stop me. Push me to my next level, oh God. Help me concerning my family, concerning my marriage, concerning my ministry. Help me, compel me to move to the next level. In Jesus' holy name we pray. The Bible says when he sent them away, the multitude away, the ship now that they entered was tossed to and fro with waves. Let me tell you, brethren, every time you want to move to the next level, there is a force that wants to resist you. Every time you want to move your marriage to the next level, there is a force that will resist you. Every time you want to venture into a new terrain, there is a force that wants to restrain you. The Bible says when they were going to the next level, the Bible says the sea, they were in the mist, already in the mist. And the sea started tossing them all over the place that you are not going. That's why you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father. Come on, say, Father. Calm every storm in the midst of my life, in the midst of my marriage, in the midst of my business, in the midst of my ministry, in the midst of my health. Oh my God, calm every storm, every stormy weather, in the midst of my marriage, in the midst of my life, in the midst of my ministry, in the midst of my business, in the midst of my marriage. Begin to pray prayer. Every storm that will not allow me to move to the next level, every storm that is not allowing me to expand my horizon, oh God, arise, calm that storm. Prayer, brother, prayer, sister. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. Every storm that is trying to toss me all over the place. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. for the wind was contrary. Look up, church. It takes a diligent mind to know when the wind of life is blowing contrary to your plans and to your prospects. You don't fight your plans. You don't fight your prospects. You don't fight your goals and your aspiration. In fact, you don't fight your marriage. You don't fight your husband. You don't fight your wife. You don't fight the system. American system, Nigerian system, African system. No, you don't fight the system. You fight the wind that is contrary. Whatsoever it is that is contradicting what you are planning, that is what you should focus on. The Bible said the wind was contrary. They were moving this way, but there was a wind that said, you no go go, you no go go. That's what you should fight. When you want to expand your horizon, you don't matter what other people are doing or saying. You matter about what is contradicting your move. That move could be satanic, it could be demonic. That's why you're going to clap your hands, brother. Clap your hands, sister, and say, Father, I reject every contrary wing that is blowing against my destiny. I reject every contrary wing that is blowing against my children, that is blowing against my wife, that is blowing against my husband, that is blowing against my ministry, that is blowing against my health. In the name of Jesus, I reject every contrary wind blowing against my marriage, blowing against my home. Prayer, brother. Prayer, sister. I reject every contrary wind blowing against my ministry, blowing against it before that, blowing against Joy, Frank, Franklin, and Francis. Every contrary wind blowing against John, Princess, Joy, Priscilla, and Jonathan. All my spiritual children, every contrary wing, I reject it on your behalf. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound like thunder. Look up. Jesus was the one who initiated this move. He sent the multitude away and said, my disciples, move to the other side. The Bible says he went alone to the mountain and was praying. At the fourth watch, Jesus Christ saw. They were in the midst of the sea, but Jesus was on the mountain praying. But in the spirit realm, he saw that the people he sent to the other side were in the midst of the sea, and the sea was troubling their progress. The waves were overshadowing them. The Bible said he saw them. In the fourth watch, let me tell you, the one that keepeth Israel, he neither slumber nor sleeps. That's why you should move. You should move forward. The one that have sent you will watch over you. The disciples, they thought they were alone in the midst, not knowing that the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, beholding the good, the bad, and the good. Look up, brethren. You are going to pray this prayer now. It's going to be the final before we continue. Look up. There this little boy that was playing in a crowd. He was just playing. You know, little boys, especially when they start walking. He was all over the place. I think it was an airport. I can't remember now. But I was just looking at the father. The father was just seated. While all of us were playing with our phones, he was just there. Was everywhere the child goes, the eyes were just going this way. That's what God does. His eyes are all over you. That's why he said, touch not my anointed. Come on. And do my prophets no harm. You may not be a pastor, but if you have Christ in you, you are anointed. So you're going to commit your family to the hands of God. If there is any institution Papa Dallas, that is being attacked is the institution called marriage. Listen, the devil does not know you. I tell you, he doesn't care to know you. You are not that important. But everything God has initiated and instituted that you are doing, the devil is against it. Marriage is one that God started. It's not because God started it, the devil hates it. So it's not you per se. It's that thing God is using you to do, especially if your marriage is successful. That's why you have to commit your marriage to the hands of God. Your husband is the best, is the best man. Your wife, but there is a wicked devil that does not like to see love in Tokyo. Because he knows one will chase 1,000, put 1,000 to flight. But when two of you agree, 10,000 you'll put to flight. And the devil does not like to turn his back. He always wants to attack. But when two of you agree, that's why you find out that you can't pray. You and your wife, you can't pray again. You and your husband, you don't pray. And to you, that's an achievement. No, it's not. Ask Mama Dallas and Baba Dallas. Prayer. I should leave these people alone, right? Because I don't see them all the time. It's prayer. Clap your hands and say, Father, watch over my marriage. Watch over my wife. Watch over my children. Watch over my husband. Watch over my health. Watch, watch, watch. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus saw them. Watch over my marriage. Watch over my life. Watch over my husband. Watch over my children. Watch over my business. Watch over my ministry. Watch over my health. In the name of Jesus. Restore our health. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. How about 2 more minutes here? You know this story very well. The other day, they say we shouldn't hold our hands. You go hold. You go hold. Listen, in Matthew 13, verse 25, Matthew 13, 25, the Bible says, when men slept, Jesus, when men slept, listen, it is not the natural sleep. It's the kind of sleep that Samson slept. Is an induced sleep by the devil. When you don't know what is going on in your marriage, you are sleeping. When you don't know what is going on in the life of your wife, you are sleeping. If you don't know what is going on in the life of your husband, you are sleeping. Your wife is always tight in face. What is tight in face? Huh? Your frown is tight in face. He's the one who do look at the wife, the house of the face of the wife that knows the wife is angry. When my wife, I know her face. When her face is not like the way it ought to be, I will find a kilo shelly. What is happening? He say nothing. Especially when she say, there is something. I must find it out. Shout hallelujah, somebody! Hallelujah. You must do due diligence. When men slept. Some of you don't even know the birthday of your wife. You don't know the birthday of your husband. You are sleeping. Even if it is flower, buy. If it is your debit card, give it to her. If it is your credit card, give it to him. Matthew 13, 25, when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears in their wheat and went his way. That's why Jesus Christ now said in Matthew 15, 13, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted, when men were sleeping, shall be rooted up. Clap your hands. Oh, no. Hold your hands. Shake everybody and say, Father, every demonic plant that was not planted by you, that was planted when my brother was sleeping, when my sister was sleeping, Father, uproot it according to Matthew. 15 verse 13. Uproot it, uproot it, uproot it. It shall be rooted up, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted in the life of this my brother, in the life of this my sister. Pray for that brother, pray for that sister. While she was sleeping, while he was sleeping, every demon implantation, let it be rooted up from that marriage, from that home, from that life, from that business, from that health, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, I commit all those that have indicated that they want to give their lives to you. Father God, please wipe away their old sins and grant them a new beginning of newness of life. I pray for your church, those of them in the sanctuary, those of them in their different locations, every demonic plantation whilst they were sleeping. Oh God, uproot them in the name of Jesus. Uproot them in the name of Jesus. Let them catch fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answer prayers. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. And the church will say, amen. Give the Lord a big clap. Give the Lord a big clap.